From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Last week, it was International Women's Day, and that was an occasion for a lot of people to reflect on the theme of women in the church. There was a conference in or near the Vatican, I should say. It was originally planned to be in the Vatican, but then the organization also invited some people that had very some very strong opinions about certain things that the Catholic Church does not condone. And so they decided to move the conference to the Jesuits, just outside the frontiers of the Vatican. But it was a one-day conference with lots of women speakers talking about the role of women in the church. Just a few days before that, there was a very interesting and very critical article in the official newspaper of Vatican City, the Osservatore Romano. Now, the main writer of that is also one of the main editors, perhaps the main editor of the newspaper, a woman, an Italian woman. And she wrote an article that went viral, like everybody was talking about it. It was even hitting the regular news about the exploitation of female religious people in the church, especially in the Vatican. And it was describing certain situations in which religious sisters were working, for instance, for members of the Roman Curia, cardinals, bishops, and that had to do the most humiliating tasks, just cleaning the house, serving the food. But they would never be invited to sit at a table, let alone being invited to join in the discussion and be part of the reflection in the church and the organization of the church. This has been on Pope Francis's agenda for quite a while. He every once in a while gets back to this theme, insisting that the Catholic Church has to find more ways to involve women in the organization, but also in the top. How would you say that? Like the government of the church. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I am perhaps even more impatient than Pope Francis is on that level because there are two sides to this discussion. First of all, I think saying that women don't have a role to play in the Catholic Church is just not true. If you look at church history, if you even look at the gospel and how important Mary is, the Mother of God, but also a saint like Mary Magdalene, and how among the first disciples there were many women and they were very important too. There is also Mary and Martha. And after that, great saints in the history of the church that have played a fundamental role in the development of Catholic doctrine, the reform of the church, sometimes in history. So, and even in my own experience, women are extremely vital to the function of any parish, or oftentimes also many diocesan structures, charitable organizations. Saying the Catholic Church doesn't care for women, I think, is not doing justice to the very substantial role that women play on a day-to-day basis from the beginning of time, I would say. However, there is also another side, and that it is there are certain areas in the church where I think women are very much in the minority, which has very serious consequences for the functioning of the church. Let me give you an example. In a lot of dioceses, when you look at the staff, there are a lot of priests working there. The bishop himself is a man, of course. Is Episcopal vicar is a man. A lot of the people that work in finances, etc. There is just, I'd say, in a lot of the dioceses that I know, more than 70% of the people that work there are men. The fact is that a lot of these men are priests, and so they belong to a subset of men that is the clergy. And the clergy, in canon law, in the way the church is organized, has a very important role to play, which is also linked to being a part of the clergy and sometimes the sacrament of ordination. There is a teaching responsibility. There is a governance responsibility. There's a pastoral responsibility. But oftentimes you see that there are enough men to fill these roles, and nobody thinks of asking women to be part of those governing structures. And it's not in some situations it may be on purpose, but in a lot of situations it's just because, well, all the positions are filled and you need a deliberate decision to involve more women in these structures. I've also seen this in Rome itself, in the Vatican, in the Curia. There are, of course, also women working there, but most of them are religious women. There are also a lot of men. If you go to a mass in St. Peter's Basilica, of course, there are a lot of lay people present, the faithful, but the central part of the church is always reserved for the concelebrants. And they're all men, and they're all priests, and they're all sitting there. And so you have these processions where the acolytes are men. The choir consists out of men and boys. You have the bishops following. The deacon is a man. You've got the pope is a man. And then you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bishops and cardinals and priests concelebrating. And you look around and you don't see one single female face. And then sometimes the reading may be done by a nun, by a religious sister. And sometimes during Mass, there may be the occasional prayer intention that is read by a female layperson. That's about it. So just from the perspective of optics, it's a man's world. But then also in terms of all these separate organizations inside the Vatican, there are departments for all these different things. Most of the time, there are priests working there. And I remember a conversation with an American sister who was working and probably still is working in the IT department of the Vatican. And because of the way those departments are organized, at the head was a cardinal. I think he is gone now. Complaining is a big word, but she mentioned to me how frustrating it sometimes was to be working. And she was like a really, really she had worked in the IT business for years before she became a religious sister. So she was at the top of her game. She, I think, should be in charge of that department since it's about IT. You know, why do you need a bishop for that? But the problem was her boss was an Italian bishop who knew nothing and understood nothing about IT. And so even just in an operational sense, there was so much unnecessary friction because it had to be a bishop. And so they just put a bishop there who is probably, just parked there. And that was the first time that my eyes opened. I was like, yeah, this is not a good situation. And the place where I know there are a lot of lay people, male and female, working is communications. It's Vatican Radio. There are tons and tons of lay people because they have the expertise. But all in all, I think there needs to be much, much more involvement in on the level of the Vatican, but also on the level of the dioceses of women, because they bring in oftentimes a very unique expertise, sometimes just a different perspective, a different way of looking. And I think it just helps the overall energy of any organization. It's what I notice in my parish here in the Netherlands. We have – it's really 50-50. You have both men and women, and it's so important for the vitality of the parish. I also notice it with our organization, Tridio. I always try to – in my programs when I make shows for TV to keep it balanced, to do shows like the other week I was filming in Germany, and I interviewed the main interviewees were both male. For me, that was already like, next time I should try to find also some women to get in front of the camera. And over time, that's what I would really like to have, is that Tridio is really a balanced 50-50 organization where we have men and women, because that's the world that we want to reach. That is the world. And so we need the perspective from both sides in this. Now, this is separate from another discussion about ordination. And as you know, there are other Christian denominations where both men and women can be priests, like, for instance, in the Anglican Church or in the Old Catholic Church. There are also female priests. The Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, has said that is beyond our competence. Jesus has not given us the permission to ordain women because they are the successors to the apostles and Jesus, despite the fact that he really valued the women in around him. He did not pick not even his mother to be an apostle. And so in the entire tradition, the Catholic Church, of course, is also is working within the constraints of the tradition. There's never been a precedent that allows us to ordain women. But I would say that that is a separate discussion. And Pope Francis has asked a group of theologians to examine if, for instance, the ordination to the diaconate could be open to women in some form or another. But the priesthood, the ordination of bishops, is a male vocation and a male ordination. But I think that has oftentimes led to – so on that theological level, I think you have to separate that from the – let's say the effects of that, that since the governance of the church is so based on ordained man, you get a man's culture that is not even aware of the fact that having more women in the organization may actually tremendously help the organization on all levels. And so I think the only way to go beyond this is by making it happen, by trying to keep that balance, and especially if you're a male person in the church like I am, it is something you have to be aware of. You have to make deliberate choices of putting balance. And this is not just something that is a problem in the Catholic Church. You also see that in politics. You see it in the business world. There is still a long way to go. And the advantage is, as Catholics, that we have Catholic doctrine behind us. Many popes have written about the extremely important and unique place that women should play in the life of the church. It's only that sometimes these documents need like a century or so to let's say, influence the culture. And so I'm thinking it's more of a cultural problem than it is inherently a theological problem. And so those are my thoughts about this topic. I'd love to hear from you. If you're male, female, what do you think? What do we need in order to make this church a more balanced representation of the people of God? What can be that unique value? Or what is this? Because some people complain, well, the church is too female, has become too feminized. It's also a criticism that you hear sometimes. Like it's all like touchy-feely. And then I'm thinking, well, that depends on what image you have of what is typically male, what is typically female. Sometimes that can also be a stereotype. But it's an important discussion, and like International Women's Day helps us to put that on the agenda and keep it on the agenda. So I hope that we will talk about this many more times in the future. I've played my part for today. Love to hear your thoughts. And as always, more episodes can be found on our website, tridio.com. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. I've got a Star Wars show also. Some people complain that Star Wars is too much of a man's world. I'm saying, well, have you ever paid attention to Princess Leia and her role in the story and how she constantly destroys the stereotypical male behavior of like, I'm your hero. Aren't you a little bit short for a stormtrooper? Well, Princess Leia is just one of the many examples in the Star Wars world of female power. Check out my new Star Wars podcast. It's called That Star Wars Priest, and you can find it on tradio.com. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, and God bless.